Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Some buildings in Miami getting ready for Super Bowl this weekend were evacuated yesterday after a powerful magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck off the coast of Cuba and Jamaica yesterday. So that was insane. I saw a lot of things, but it looks like most people are okay. The flu, it's killed 8,200 people this season.
Oh my gosh.
Yet 62% of Americans are more worried about the coronavirus. Which, not to be said, it is kind of scary how quickly the coronavirus is spreading out of China. But yeah, more people, just as far as you want to worry about things, die every year from the traditional flu.
That's crazy. I didn't know people like actually died from the flu like that. And oh, I read somewhere that if you're not in China, then you really should not be worried or concerned about the coronavirus.
I wouldn't freak out about it, but if you get it, it could kill you.
Yeah,
for
I mean,
sure.
It's good to be obviously always aware. It's just like the bird flu or any other epidemic that's been sweeping, people are freaking out about. But yeah, no, the actual flu, especially like elderly and young kids, I mean, you have to be careful. Although I don't get flu shots because I got one once and I got so sick. But
I've heard both ways about
that.
Do
what your physician says to do.
Yeah. I've never gotten a flu shot either.
Have you been vaccinated at all?
Yeah, I have all my vaccinations.
Okay.
I've
just don't want to get polio from Liv.
I'm up to date.
Okay. NFL's Super Bowl going on this weekend. People are dishing out the dough. Some of the luxurious hotels, clubs, and the restaurants in Miami, they got some like over-the-top packages for the Super Bowl weekend, including a package for a four-day cruise around the Caribbean on a private yacht. That's for after the game. So you watch Super Bowl, then you head out. That's only $720,000. There's tables at the Swan Restaurant. You ever been there before, Mackenzie, in Miami?
I've seen it. Okay. We almost ate there. I didn't go there, though. Okay. I was there, a month ago?
Yeah, I guess Pharrell Williams is a co-owner, and those are going, the patio things, the tables, for a minimum of 10 grand.
I can't imagine, because Miami is so spendy, like just every other time of the year. But now, with the Super Bowl, I couldn't imagine.
VIP tables to the Maxim Magazine Party. That's where the Chainsmokers are going to perform on a private island. That's $20,000. And there's a bunch of these. But one I thought Liv would like, hanging with former Patriots star Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, it's his party. He's been promoting it. And the commercials have been like so funny on his Instagram.
It's going to be at Gronk Beach. It will be setting you back about $100,000. Now, the package includes 20 game seats and all the amenities, including table and bottle service afterwards. Plus, we'll stop by your table for a chat. So that'll be nice.
Well, when we were there, I was with my cousin and his company. So it was on the company, but bottle service at Fountain Blue, like live inside the hotel Fountain Blue, the bill was between $40,000 and $40,000 for one night. And that was not Super Bowl related.
God.
The money down in Miami is insane. I have been following my boy, Jimmy Garoppolo. He's doing great down in Miami. I'm happy to report.
Okay, good. Glad somebody's keeping an eye on him.
He's looking good, as always.
I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to give a little bit of an update. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and, there's an and now, Lucky Charms are going to have ice cream set to hit stores across the U.S. soon, and they'll be available nationwide in the coming months. We have got to get it in with these ice cream people. We need to try some here on Joe McKenzie.
You guys, the Lucky Charms ice cream, I will have dairy for that. Like, whoa. I will try it because Lucky Charms is my favorite cereal
are little,
of all
like,
time.
Marshmallows, yes.
Oh, that'll be so
what
good.
What color is it?
It'll be rainbowish.
I will put a
think.
Link on. Give me a little bit. Just right now is what you can do. Text JAM to 52140. It'll send you a link, and I should have that up within the next 20, 30 minutes or so. I'm kind of behind, but
so delicious.
It's going to be good. What do you think about this? Oh my gosh. Imagine, Mackenzie, back in the day when your daughter was younger at daycare. A Florida woman says someone at her son's daycare wrote on his stomach in black ink to remind her to bring more diapers. The daycare puts a report in child's lunchboxes to say how their behavior was that day and whether the parents need to bring additional wipes or diapers. Just kind of a, hey, don't forget this. When changing her son's diaper that night, the woman saw a message written in black marker on the kid's stomach.
Oh my gosh.
That read, quote, "Mom, I'm out of diapers." Like this thing is
on
like
his stomach?
A giant, "Mom, I'm out of diapers."
Oh,
like the whole,
heck no.
Yeah, she said an employee also wrote on her child several months ago. The employee was fired, and rightfully so, but at the same time, though, I've got to imagine there are certain parents that never bring things at all, just like that probably have their kids never bring anything to school. Yeah. I got to imagine how frustrating that is because they have to pay out of pocket for that or cover that, but you can't write on a kid's stomach, and if you're going to do it, make sure they can see it. Do it up top in their forehead.
Naturally. No, like, don't write on kids.
I think that's funny, but like I would never do it because like I would get in trouble. You know, like it's like something that's like, it's funny, but like also like, don't do it because like, you know, people are going to be upset.
How much
it.
Would the mama bear and Mackenzie come out? Like, how crazy would you go if you saw somebody back in the day right on Lucy's stomach? Like, mom, I need diapers.
Well, I'm the parent who brings ample supplies for the whole class. Okay. So that would never happen.
But like,
no.
What would happen if like someone wrote on?
Oh, it would be
Lucy.
Done. No. You know, why
but
would
like,
you write
kids
on my chest?
Write on themselves all the time with like, what if it was like a safe marker.
If
like
I got
Crayola.
Her home when she was little and I'm changing her diaper and someone has written on her stomach, that would be an issue.
Yeah, I think I'd go like mental. I'd lose it on somebody. Like I just would beat
I mean,
the crap
just,
out
I
of
mean,
them.
I know you're like, oh my God. I mean, I get it, but just like write a note. Like I just think
right.
that
it's
I would
like,
be,
a, like kind of like
pin
petty.
It to the diaper. Just pin it to the diaper.
I would just be like, where am I sending my kid? Like deuces. We're out of this joint.
And yeah, there were deuces in the diaper too.
Yeah.
And today is my day. It's curmudgeonous day. A curmudgeonous
wow.
is a
I'm impressed that it's you're a, saying this and you're saying it correctly.
It's amazing what words I can and can't say, Mackenzie. The Lord has gifted me and he has cursed me. A curmudgeon is a cantankerous, difficult, and bad-tempered person who is usually an old man. Well, that's me. And also today, National Courtship Day. Where's my salsa and guac at? We got to do some dipping.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, girls, you know what I'm talking about. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, Song of the Day. Get ready to vote 52140. Save that number so you can text in.